Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Live with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm a leadership, career, and life coach. And I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry. People who are looking to overcome their limitations, their self-imposed limitations, limiting beliefs, so that they can uncover their true potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves, what I call life leadership. So, what is today all about? Well, the topic I've chosen for today is how your beliefs shape your experience of life. And the reason I wanted to share is because it's come up a couple of times recently in client conversations that I've been having. And here's the thing, without realizing it, often our beliefs, whether they're conscious or often subconscious beliefs, things that we're not even aware we have a belief around, they can influence the experiences that we have on a daily basis, as well as our interactions with others. And also it creates unnecessary stress, anxiety, and so much more. So it then becomes a vicious cycle. And again, often we don't realize what we're doing ourselves, because a lot of this is our internal self-talk, our internal dialogue with ourselves. And that can be unconscious. And this is why often you'll hear me talking about self-awareness, about slowing down and reflecting on what we're actually saying to ourselves, the conversations that we're having in our own minds, and what's coming up, because we can be quite harsh on ourselves. We can beat ourselves up. We can be very self-critical, and we can speak to ourselves in a way that we wouldn't probably speak to anyone else. And so it's being in tune with that and really honing in on that, that self-awareness that will enable you to really slow down to that and recognize where you are allowing beliefs that you have to create a negative experience for you. And the question then becomes, well, how can we create a life that's happier, more fulfilling, more joyful, whilst alleviating the unnecessary anxiety and the stress? So when we have a belief or an expectation of a particular outcome, often it will come true. It'll become our reality. Why? Because those beliefs that we have, or the expectations that we have about whether it's about ourselves, about others, about the world around us, well, they drive our behaviors. They drive our performance. They influence the actions that we take. And this in turn increases the likelihood of that perceived feared outcome or the negative experience. In other words, they ultimately shape how you experience your day-to-day life. So let me give you an example. Perhaps you're at work, let's use a workplace example. Maybe you feel that you're not as experienced as other people around you. And it could be that actually, yes, you are, or you have other value to bring to the table or to the team, and you're failing to recognize that. You're overlooking that, and instead you're being really self-critical and comparing yourself with people around you. And we all know that comparison is not healthy. So what that means is, if we're feeling that way, we're not recognizing the value that we do have, and perhaps telling ourselves that we're not good enough, or we're the lesser person in the team, for example, that will directly influence the way that we behave, whether that's in a good way or a bad way. And it'll influence our performance. So how we're showing up, our behaviors, the way that we interact with people. And in turn, when we do that, of course, people will respond to us in that same way. So if you're feeling that you're not as experienced as everybody else, maybe you won't speak up. Maybe you'll hide within the team and not make yourself really known. So you'll be playing a smaller game. You'll be perhaps putting less effort or performance into what you would have done if you were naturally feeling a lot more confident in the situation. And as a consequence, that will start to influence your outcome. So think about an example of a situation you've been in or you may have experienced where you're not performing at your best and your inner dialogue, your conversation with yourself, whether it's about not being experienced enough, not good enough, maybe not confident, lacking visibility, perhaps feeling that you're not the popular one in the team or in that organization or amongst your friends, that you're not smart enough or simply not listened to. So whatever it might be, whatever that belief is that you have, identify one that really resonates with you. And then think to yourself, well, when that occurs, when that belief shows up for you, right, ask yourself, how do I behave in that situation? What do I do? So for example, if I feel that I'm someone who's not listened to, do I then not speak up or not voice my opinion and my ideas? Or perhaps if you're someone who lacks confidence in yourself, maybe you hide away. You don't show up fully as yourself in a confident way because of that. And therefore that impacts the way that people will respond to you and see you. I'm sure you've all heard the example of if you tell a young child that they're stupid, they'll start to live into that because they more they hear it from whether it's their parents, their teachers and elders around them and then other kids, they'll start to believe it's true. And when they understand what stupid means, they'll start to live into that because they're being told something they come to believe. And it's similar with what we tell ourselves. So those beliefs that we have, the stories, the expectations that we tell ourselves, have us live into that. It influences our performance, the actions that we choose to take or not take, and our behaviors. And as a consequence of that, that influences how other people are around us, how they behave towards us, how they treat us, how you're included or not included, and so forth. So before we start to look at what other people are doing potentially to us or how they're making us feel, it's like, okay, how am I showing up in this situation? Is that behavior coming from a belief I have about myself that perhaps isn't actually benefiting me? It's not serving me. What am I doing here that I can actually influence to create the change that I do want? So this cycle that we're talking about, in other words, where we have a certain belief or an expectation that ends up becoming a reality, can become what we call, it's a cycle, like a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, if you think about a self-fulfilling prophecy, it's where we have a false belief. So a belief that isn't actually true or an expectation, which leads to confirmation. So what I mean by that, well, often what our brain does is it will look for evidence of what we believe to enable it to create a truth for us, which is why often if we believe, for example, that we're not smart enough, we'll maybe start to say things, do things, make mistakes to start to gather evidence because our brain will seek out evidence of what we're doing to prove that actually that's really true. An example of this that I came across when I was going through my coach training is of a lady who believed that men couldn't be trusted. And that came from a belief, a subconscious belief. So it wasn't something she was actively aware of in a conscious level, but it was a deeper level of belief that she had about men not being trusted. And that came from an interaction with her father at a young age. And what that meant was that she was now carrying this unconscious belief around that men can't be trusted. And that belief played out to be true because she then attracted men into her life who could not be trusted. So that it was then reinforcing her belief of what she thought was true. And it was giving her evidence that actually, yeah, you're right, men can't be trusted. However, when she really dug down on this with her coach and realized where that belief was coming from, and that actually it was simply a belief, it wasn't a truth, she was able to let go of that belief and attract actually guys who were trustworthy into her life and create a new reality for herself. But when we're in this space of not having that awareness, let's say, of what's really going on for us in our minds, the things that we're telling ourselves, the beliefs, the expectations, and so forth, we can end up in a vicious cycle. And that cycle then starts to influence other areas of our life. So if we have a certain belief, let's say in the workplace, that we feel we're not good enough, or that everybody else around us is smarter than us, we'll start to behave in a way that demonstrates that, that reflects that. And as a consequence, we'll be showing up as that person who isn't maybe good enough or isn't smart enough. And people will start to see it. And we may maybe even say it to other people. Oh, you know, I don't think I'm good enough, or I'm not ready to put myself forward for that promotion or to be a part of that team. And by putting that out there, that lands with other people in their awareness. And as a consequence, they then start to respond a certain way to you, to treat you in a particular way or behave in a certain way around you, which then reinforces your belief. And as I said, this is known as a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a vicious cycle where those beliefs that we have that are false, they're not fact, create a confirmation for us, a reality. And there are four stages to that. So you've got the first part of us is impacting the belief that you have of yourself onto others. So sharing that, speaking about it openly and telling us that you feel that you're not good enough, or you're not ready, you know, you haven't got enough experience perhaps to put yourself forward for the next role or the next opportunity. Then sharing that belief, you're reinforcing it with others, and that belief gets reinforced even more because of how those other people around you respond to you. The third step, the third stage, is then when the influence of your belief that you have, which is being reinforced by others that you shared it with, then directly starts to influence how you behave and the decisions that you make and the actions that you take or that you don't take. So then you start to change your actions to suit that belief. So by being aware of what's going on in here, the beliefs that we're having, the stories that we're telling ourselves, and then what we're outwardly sharing with other people. So for example, I had someone the other day say to me, they're not good at giving feedback. And as a consequence, when they're asked for feedback on something, they then struggle, because that's a belief they've got, they're not good. So then they won't possibly even apply themselves to try and do it because they feel, well, I can't do that because that's just not me. It's like something I used to say, well, I'm not a creative, but actually that's not true, because you know, if I go back to my school and college days, I used to get straight A's in all my creative subjects effortlessly. So recognizing that and knowing that actually I'm creating a belief about something, but the truth is, well, actually I am good at it, but I created a belief about it that's now hindering me, that's limiting me in my creativity. And it's the same in the workplace. You know, you might be feeling, oh well, I'm not smart enough, I'm not as smart as everybody else, and therefore I hold myself back, I don't share, I don't speak up, I don't share my views, my ideas, my opinions, because I feel like, no, I'm not really smart enough, everyone around me is cleverer than me. And then I play a small game. And if I start talking to people about the fact that I feel I'm not smart enough, they might start to believe it too, and they'll treat me accordingly. So it's really being aware of how you're talking to yourself, the beliefs that you have about you. Are they serving you? Are they helping you to move forward? Or are they actually limiting you? And when you do this, the question now becomes, well, how could I make this cycle this self-fulfilling prophecy. Because when we see, for example, if we start to see everything, like one area of our life isn't working very well, and we get into a real stressed out anxiety state, it's likely that we'll start to, this will start to impact the way we look at other areas of our life. So let's say our work or career isn't going well right now. We're having like a really bad day, week or month. And then we look at other areas, we think, yeah, this isn't working either. And that isn't working. You know, it could be our relationships with our friends, our partner, our kids. It could be our finances. It could be our health. So we then start to look at other areas of our lives or other circumstances in a similar way. And we project those beliefs onto the other areas of our life too. So the question I guess you want to know is, well, how can we break that cycle? How can we break that prophecy? How can we create that happier life, that more joyful and fulfilling experience of life, whilst as well and attempting to alleviate some of the stress and anxiety that comes with that? Well, number one is developing self-awareness, in other words, strengthening your mindset. And something I talk about all of the time, mindset is so important. So the questions to consider here, and you might want to write these down, are, what are my beliefs about myself? And are they serving me or are they hindering me? Are they limiting me in what I choose to do? What are my beliefs about other people? And what are my beliefs about my circumstances, about a particular situation or a particular encounter or interaction with somebody? What are the beliefs that I'm putting onto that? And then ask yourself, are my beliefs really true? Have you got factual evidence that the beliefs that you have in here are actually the truth? Or are they based on past experiences, opinions, judgments, what you believe should be a certain way or a certain behavior, or what somebody should do or shouldn't do, what you believe is right or wrong, remembering that that is simply a belief. So slowing down, asking yourself the question, like, are your beliefs really true? Where are they coming from and how are they serving me right now? What experience are they creating for me? Is there evidence that I can put my finger on and say, actually, no, this is fact? Or is it the case that, well, it's just a belief that I have and this is how I choose to see life or to see that situation or that person? And then the really powerful question to ask yourself is this: what would it mean for me if that belief were not true? In other words, what would be different? How would I change in my behavior, in my performance? What would I be doing differently if that wasn't true? So for example, if it was about confidence and telling yourself that you're lacking confidence, if you were to ask yourself, what would it mean for me if that were not true? Well, if you were telling yourself that you're not confident and that's not true, then it means that you're confident. So how would you behave differently knowing that actually I am confident? What would be different for you? How would you act? What different actions would you take because you have confidence? Are you more likely to put yourself forward for that job than not? Because now, actually, you're telling yourself a different story, a different belief, that I am confident. Think about, consider the opportunities that you're missing out on simply because of the beliefs and the stories that you're telling yourself that perhaps are not true. It could be about a scenario, it could be about a past experience or about a belief you have around someone where you've got no facts to back it up, but it's an opinion, it's a point of view that you have created based on something. And we do this all the time. We create stories for ourselves about people, about situations, about encounters. A lot of it is based on judgment. A lot of it is based on assumptions and no facts whatsoever. We take the facts and we completely distort them, based on what we believe should or shouldn't be a certain way. So I'm inviting you to really slow down and look at the beliefs that you're having and how they're serving you or how they're limiting you, and exploring whether those beliefs are your truth And what would happen? What would be different for you if you let go of those beliefs? What if they weren't true? And then I want you to recognize, as part of this, is to recognize the outlook that you have on your life. Remember, I said how you're looking at one thing, and if it's not working for you, you might start to see other areas of your life in the same way. And again, that's not going to be healthy for you. It's not going to help you to move forward. So recognize that the outlook that you have on life. For example, if you believe that life should always be hard, it should be a struggle, then guess what? That's what you'll experience. So could life be easy? Could life be effortless? Could life be fun and happy? Of course it can. But we want to have that belief. You want to have that expectation that it is good. And then life will start to shift. Notice where things are showing up that aren't working for you, and how can you create a shift in those areas simply by shifting your beliefs? And the third thing I want to share with you here on this that can help to shift those beliefs or let them go is to express gratitude. When we express gratitude, we alleviate the stresses and the fears, because our brain can't be looking at, expressing and feeling gratitude when we have a lot of negative thoughts going on, when we're experiencing stress and anxiety and so forth. So expressing gratitude is incredibly powerful. Writing down, and I advocate you to look at three things you're grateful for each day. Look around you. There's so, so much to be grateful for. It's easy to write an incredibly long list if you really, you know, give that time and space to explore what you have around you to be grateful for. And if you're struggling, just look for three things each day that you're grateful for and write them down, because it will start to retrain your neural pathways to focus on actually what is great in my life, what is good, what is working. And by noticing that, that will take your focus away from looking for the negativity, the things that could go wrong, that aren't working, that are a struggle. And your focus will start to shift your experience too. So that is my invitation for you today, is how can you break the cycle, that self-fulfilling prophecy that you may be creating in your life right now, shaping an experience that is bringing you down, that is draining you, that is causing you stress, that's causing you anxiety, that's causing you heartache. And that's about building that self-awareness, noticing the beliefs that you have, asking yourself if they are really true. And even if you feel that they are, if you were to turn that belief around, let's use confidence again as that example. If you have an absolute belief that you lack in confidence, ask yourself the question, what would I do differently if that was not true? And what would be the impact of that? Would you be embracing new opportunities? Would you be taking risks? Would you be speaking up and sharing your ideas and your opinions? How would you be showing up differently in the workplace, in your relationship, for your health? Until next time, enjoy the rest of the week, and I'll see you same time, same place. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.